Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
What's up, After Buzzers? Welcome back to Love & Hip Hop, Episode 7, Season 9, Hard Choices. We're talking everything depression, the glow up, the superstars, and everything Sydney Star. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
We starting off this evening, you guys, with some little Erica Mena, Where Do I Go From Here? Because I think everybody's trying to figure out where do they go from here on this episode.
Yes, hard choices.
I just definitely feel like it was so fitting. But yeah, before we get into everything, what was you guys' overall thoughts?
I feel like this episode was a little lackluster for me. Or maybe I'm just used to there always being more drama than normal. Yeah. So it was very chill, even peel for me overall.
Honestly, I was glad that, like, sometimes when they leave off with a really hefty episode, they don't go right back into it. Mm-hmm. They give it, like, a week. They stall
that marinade.
A little bit. Yeah. And then they get back to the storyline. So I'm glad that a lot of the cliffhangers were kind of, like, continued on.
Right.
And we got the immediate, like, reactions to a lot of different scenes. Yeah. So that was good.
Yeah, I definitely felt that same type of vibe. But you guys, everybody, if anybody out there is confused right now, I'm Kayla Renee. We're covering for V. Our girl is missing today. But I'm not by myself. I got my girls with me.
Hey, everybody. Happy New Year. Robin with the V in the building.
Hi, guys. It's Thelma and Baisley Daniel. I'm very excited to be here.
Yes. Look, our babes have been missing. Y'all are missing last week. So I'm like, we would have had our whole little family here, but unfortunately, V couldn't make it, but it's all right. We're going to hold it down today. So let's jump into it. So yeah, you guys, we started off with Joe Budden. He was already there, you know, talking about his State of the Culture podcast with Remy and all of that that's going on. And he was like confronting her about this depression with Sin and all of the stuff that they were going on. I don't know. This whole depression thing with Sin is just like, after seeing the last clip when they had their meeting, I'm just kind of like, I'm thinking that same thing too. I'm like, is she depressed? Like, because Joe is making it seem like she out here just trying to kick it. Like,
see, it's different because for him to say, I've been through depression, so I know what she's going through, it almost seems as if he's a little insensitive in a sense. Mm-hmm. And everybody's depression is different. It hits them completely different.
Yeah.
Just like whatever you're going through, if you even people that have suicidal thoughts. Like,
absolutely,
everybody's issues deal with their issues differently. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like Sin is just trying to, in her mind, she thinks that she's depressed because she's not getting attention. Mm-hmm. She would be less depressed if she was getting attention from her man. Mm-hmm. That's what she thinks. And you don't know. You never know if it's going to work or not.
Yeah.
And so that's how I feel.
Yeah, I feel like they're in two very different places.
Aren't they?
In life, actually. But I think that it's just a slippery slope to, like, say that, you know, is her depression real or not? Because Remy said something that was very true this episode, which is just that you don't know what it's like to, like, bring life into the world.
Mm-hmm. For
and
real.
Your body changes. So many different things happen. So when you're also not getting the support from, like, maybe your partner, that can also be like, okay. So it maybe, to some level, it just solidifies some of the things that you're thinking. Oh, maybe I don't seem like myself. And then you're not getting the attention that you used to when you were quote-unquote yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's just some of the things that I was thinking. So it's interesting to see him acting this way because, I don't know, Joe has been Joe pretty consistently since Sahiri. So it's interesting to see that, like, he's still kind of the same.
He is kind of
the same. Even when he's like, yeah, I've been through that. I know what it feels like. Because I'm like, for me, when I'm not busy, when I have a lot of time on my hands, that's when I have too much time with my thoughts. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and
my
she's
gosh.
At home. And she's at home with the baby. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like it's that's easy playground for that to kind of happen.
I kind of agree with Remy, too. Remy was like, maybe she kind of needs to find, like, her niche. You know what I mean? I think we kind of, me and V discussed that last week. But it's like, Sid needs to figure out, like, what she wants to do, like, in life. You know what I mean? Like, what's your overall goal? And right. it's kind of like, start working towards that. And then it's like, you won't even, you'll find yourself not being at home as much as Joe is not at home. And then it's like, she didn't want to have a nanny. But it's like, you'll start to figure out, like, a nanny may come into place. But I was kind of like her, too. I'm like, I don't have any kids. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't know if I would trust like a ain't complete no stranger. There's all these little videos and nanny cams ain't and stuff. No I ain't way. Going for none of that.
No way. Sorry.
I definitely agree completely.
Yes. So I'm like, okay, moving on. I'm like, so Remy actually met up with Sin and she was talking to her about like she's screaming for help and all that stuff. So Remy agreed that they should have like a day where they have like no phones and have like quality time. What do you guys think about that? Because Joe was like not going for it. Joe's like, what?
I think his expectations of that conversation were just completely different. Mm-hmm. He thought that Remy was just going to talk to her about her depression. Like, so what did Remy say? Are you going to speak to somebody? Are you going to, like, you know, like, he, but he's missing the point. It's he a is. Bigger picture. Everything plays, has a part in it. Yeah. Everything. And what was the main thing she was screaming about? Like, the you don't have really. Time for mm-hmm. me, you know? So that's just on top of everything that she's going through. So, I mean, I really want to know how you guys felt about just him having Remy talk to her. Like, if this was your man and this was something you're going through with him, would you feel some type of way that he's having his female friend talk to you, or would you appreciate
especially
it?
Especially with all those kisses they were doing.
When? I can't. Something I can't get jiggy with, like, my man having homegirls. Like, something about it, it's like, I got good guy friends. It's like, I don't know, some women, you know, who are genuinely, like, okay, they've been there for years, and, you know, they're of just, course, like, friends, course. You know what I mean? Because I have guy friends who it's like, I've never had any type of interest, and they haven't either type of thing, but it's like, don't send your homegirl to talk to us about some personal
I just thought it was really, really personal, but you know, they all play I'm just kinda kidding. They all play into the yeah. into the like the drama of it all, right? It's what they definitely. Signed up for. So I think to some extent they're used to being open.
Mm-hmm. And everybody goes to Remy like she's Mother Teresa. I know. Yeah. Remy and Pap are like the epitome of black love, and everybody's like, we need to go to Remy and Pap. Black love. Yeah. And don't be proud.
One of our chatters, Ronnie, what's up?
Hey, Ronnie.
He 100% disagrees as... he goes, as I believe Joe made a valid point, while it appeared that he looked past her feelings, the reality is he explained to her that her issues required personal growth first, and he gets it. So oh, thank true. You for sharing your thoughts, yeah. Ronnie. Mm-hmm. I do too, but I don't like when men are always trying to tell a woman, like, mm-hmm. what their issues are. Like, you mm-hmm. don't know how I'm feeling right now. So I need you to be a little more understanding mm-hmm. and try. Like, oh, you think it's quality time? Well, let me try and put a little effort and see yeah. if that helps. If it doesn't help, then okay, then we can move to the next step. Like, yeah, it's deeper than that. But I need you to at least be a little more open and understanding to that. Because I feel getting, like he just wants to work.
Yeah, he does. I was about to say that. I'm like, he's kind of getting on my nerves with this whole, like, work stigma. I cannot stand a man who just thinks that, like, them going to work is, like, the only thing that they need to do. Like, I go to work, I'm bringing the money home. Like, okay, so what about, like, everything else besides that? Like, mm-hmm. what are you taking care of when you're not at work?
Right.
So it's like, clearly you ain't taking care of home.
He's holding it down, right?
Look, is
I mean,
he?
But
look.
The thing is, you know, you use the excuse, adore everybody on this cast. You know, yeah. they all have grown so much, especially from when we first met them. But it's also people use different excuses to avoid what they want to avoid. And yeah. I feel like he's been working towards this, like he said, for a really long time. Yeah. So this is a big deal for him to have this. So he's really committed.
Yeah.
But at the same time, like, come on. She's feeling really neglected. And mm-hmm. it just feels like he's disconnected from it at the mm-hmm. moment. He's like, that's a you thing.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, it's a balance.
It's like, that sounds like a personal.
Not that it's not that he's wrong per se, but it's just like, okay, come on.
He's like, it's a YP, not an MP. Figure it out, then come at me. And we can move forward.
And he's so, like, so much more mature than she is.
Yeah.
Know? So he's, like, he's coming from, like a, listen. That has nothing to do with me and my money right now.
He's all like 40 and she's like 26, so it's like they're on two different spectrums. But yeah. I'm like, speaking of peas, let's get into Safari in this like mold.
Oh, speaking of peas, my word, clutch is pearl.
Speaking of it,
look,
I know.
But
I love it.
So I'm like, yeah, you guys, so Safari decides to tell everyone that he has a penis mold deal in the making with a porn star company, and he's actually considering doing it. So he actually goes around to everybody, Jacquay, meets up with Rich, meets up with Remy and Pap to kind of get everybody's opinions on this toy. And I'm like, I'm not here for it.
It's I didn't know how I felt. I mean, chasing the coin, when you put the dollar signs, you're like, yo, I can make what?
It seems a little desperate. Then, it's like,
I mean, but then that's Safari. Not saying Safari is desperate. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying Safari is always like with the extra. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's him.
How Robin?
No, because I sound stupid. Dude, I'm not doing it.
No, but I'm like, that whole situation was like weird. One, it was like when he had that meeting with the like the porn star company, how do men even feel? I guess they're comfortable with their sexuality to kind of sit there and discuss,
yeah,
like,
they look mad,
you know, comfy. What I mean? I'm just like, oh, okay, like they just discussing penises all across the table and molds, and you got to come in and we got to do the pictures and you got to stick it in the mold, and it's like, we gotta get there. And then he got it. They said, I think he had to be like full, like erect, too. I think,
they were happy with just the chub, they were happy with not all the way. But I do understand, like, if that was your man, and we all know where he is now, he's engaged and all that kind of stuff, and as your fiance and or wife, you know, I would feel some type of way, unless there was a way to market this and it didn't say your name. Mm-hmm. Like, if they just called it the Black Mamba and, you know, you would have to just do some deeper research to see who it was molded after and all that. But if it's like Safari.
I was about to say, I feel like it would kind of, like, they treat it like a Ken Barbie, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, it'd have his picture on, like, the box, his name, Love and Hip Hop would be on the box.
The Safari.
Come travel through the Safari with your own Safari.
Where is this going?
No, but I'm glad. I'm kind of glad. I'm glad everybody around him was like, no, this really ain't a good idea. Especially because it's like, if your music career, you already got booed at the concert with all the men, you know what I mean? Talking about you smashing celebrities that they wish they could have. So it's like, now we got to take you seriously with a mold. I can't.
I just feel like the best way for him to sustain his 15 minutes is just to really do what, like, Joe has been suggesting, you know, drop something that's going to shut people up outside of just like adding fuel to the media fire. Right. You know what I mean? Like, give us something real.
Right. We've got Cassidy Love 78. Hey, girl. Hey, Cassidy Love. I feel it's a smart move, a money move, but just, I feel it's extra. But after he got exposed, everyone wanted it. He'll make money and, yes, fully erect.
Had to throw that in
there. Yeah. If you're only in it for the money, fine. If you have nothing else that you want to accomplish on your goal list, you know what I'm saying? But we all know that he wants to be an artist. Yeah. And how many episodes and how many conversations have we witnessed where everyone's like, man, you're in the limelight for the wrong reasons?
Yeah.
How many times do we hear that? And so it's just kind of like, you have to step back and make that decision. Do you just want to be an all around the world type of guy? Because once you start going that way, you're going to lose the momentum of the path that you really want to be on. So you just have to make that choice. Because if you follow your passion and do what you really want to do, you're going to make the money.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The money will come. Exactly. But if you start jumping and making lefts and ups and curves.
Selling out.
You know, so I agree, but it just depends on where you want to be. That's my thought.
I agree, too. I'm like, but at the same time, I was thinking about what, like, all the guys were saying about the whole fact of, like, having the mold, like, in other people's households, too. Like, I overthink stuff and, like, think long term. So it's kind of like, I wouldn't want to be, well, now we know, like, you know, he's engaged, but it's like, I wouldn't want to be out somewhere with my family. And then it's kind of like, you got them petty internet people. You know what I mean? Like, what if they coming up? That's what I'm saying. I wouldn't be here for it. I'd be like, no. One is distasteful. And then two, I just be like, I'm not here for none of this. You need to take them off the shelves. We're not about to have nobody out here running around.
Oh, fun fact from Ronnie. Milan from Hollywood also has a mold and a little extra, if you know what I'm saying. I didn't know he had a mold.
To be honest, that's not shocking.
I'm not surprised.
But for Milan and
people out here, make your coin. Do what you gotta
get it by any means necessary.
Yeah. But was he an artist?
He doesn't. I think he is an artist. He considers himself an artist.
Him and his boyfriend, but Miles. I'm like, I think one of them was a rapper and one of them was a singer. I think Milan was a singer, if I'm not mistaken.
That's my point. That's my point. We don't know.
Yeah.
You take in all these turns. Okay.
Down a slippery slope.
It's short. Never mind.
Speaking of taking turns, let's get into Sydney. So Sydney's trying to take her image on a different turn, and it seemed like she took it for a turn worse. If she start off with 10 more yo's and a's, if Sydney start you started off way too long. You lost me at the second A.
They really came for her, man. They really came for her with that. Like, it was
don't keep coming for her.
You know they are.
Yeah, they kept coming for her.
They always gonna come for her.
The whole makeover thing. How did you guys see that?
That's a little touchy because I'm like, one, I love good fashion advice, you know what I mean? But at the same time, if you're trying to tell me how I need to dress, it's like, I could see, because it's like, one, we don't really know Naya to be no style expert, no image consultant, you know what I mean? So it's like, who am I really taking advice from? Like, that's how I would have took it. Like, I wouldn't have, you know, threw the clothes on the floor being extra petty and stuff. Rude. Yeah, a little rude and extra, but it was like, I kind of would have, like, stepped back, like, I don't know, like, what kind of degree do you have that you need to be dressing me? Like,
do you have a stylist degree?
What degree do you have? Show me your papers.
For me. Show it to me. For me, I feel in life in general, it's all about the presentation. Yeah. And it's all about how you present these things to people. Like, if she had her come and she had, like, this is my girl, the stylist for blah, 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 and we're just gonna, you know, try a few different looks. Like, she had a whole, like, little setup. It was just a rack with some clothes.
You know, some fashion up pieces. Like,
I mean, whatever it is. But I think how she presented it to her, and you guys gotta remember, Sydney Starr is a delicate flower.
I was gonna say, she's so delicate, yeah.
She's a delicate flower, so she can take offense to almost anything, and she feels like she's being attacked because she's used to being attacked because of her situation and where she is and who she stands for and the group she rides for. So, you know, I think she's gonna always feel attacked, so it's just kind of like, hey, let's go shopping, or let's... It's just how you do it. Because, again, she thought she was coming over for music.
Yeah.
So it almost felt like she was being ambushed in a sense. So.
I would have felt like that, too, though, to be honest. Because it's like when Rich was like, you know, he presented the idea to Naya, but it was like, y'all didn't call me. How come I didn't get a little group text like, hey, we got like some, we going to work on some looks.
And I'm actually proud of Naya. I'm definitely proud of her because for taking this on the way she is. But, again, it's all about presentation.
Yeah. And how you present, how you say
it. I agree completely. And I feel like, you know, she tried to play the sisterly role, but it could have come off a little, you know, undermining to some extent. So I see where she was coming from to some extent. But she also kind of allowed that to happen. You know, there were little dibs and dibs and dibs and, you know. I mean, I guess there's like a blurred line between like, oh, I'm just being honest, but also kind of like throwing shade.
Yeah.
We see that all the time. Mm-hmm.
Definitely. I kind of felt bad for her only because, like, on the music aspect, I'm like, how come nobody's really being honest with her? It was, like, from the first, like, when they were in the diner and it was, like, Jacque and Rich and it was, like, this is really, you may have some work to do. But it's, like, now at this point, we on episode 7. Like, how come y'all still ain't really telling her? She had her, her friend came in and she was, like, oh, my God, I just feel like everybody's attacking me. Everybody said my song was trash. I was, like, you know, maybe it is trash. Let me hear it.
Well, again, this is, and like, then it was, three like, episodes still, later. She's still doing that same exact verse. One that they told her was trash. So, Sydney, I need you to get in there and kill it.
We need to rewrite them lyrics,
you.
Bro.
I am rooting for you. Okay? So, go hard. Like, just go. Like, rip. Get, go. Just go.
We need
like,
something
start
more.
Googling metaphors. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like, well, fix it up.
Intermission. We're still not over that one. Intermission. Like, okay, I get it. I'm a theater person. I'm with you. Intermission. I'm a thespian, you know what I mean?
She was like, hold on, pause. But I'm like, yeah, I don't know. Jacque was still like, hey, you didn't have this for like 3 weeks already, and you still coming with the same verse.
I thought
like,
they were a little harsh. I mean, they told the truth, but they kind of yelled at her, and they told, Rich was like, I've been da-da-da. Like, dude, okay.
Jacque ain't going for it either, though.
It's not Olivia, but yeah, sure. Right.
It's right.
Not Olivia.
Olivia is quite talented, though.
She was. She was.
What is coming with the was?
I caught that.
Well, I mean, we don't know too much about Olivia anymore. Like, she got any music out? Look.
That doesn't mean she lost her voice.
Ooh, I just got thirsty. Let me. big goal.
Okay, I'm like, guys. So more on a serious note, I'm like, let's transition to Yandy. Like Yandy's situation. I'm like, but before we get into that, let's talk to our AfterBuzzers real quick to let us know what we got going on.
Of course, AfterBuzzers, how are you doing? Our network produces all of your favorite television shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans like you. But we need your help, of course. We're asking that you help subscribe to one or more or all of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our YouTube channels, YouTube would suggest content that's tailored made just for you. And who doesn't love that? And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't worry about them because they are optional. So hit that subscribe button right now. Thank you. And check out all of our channels and let us know that you did. And we'll be sure to shout you out online, on air, live, right now. So do it. Thank you so much. For now, thanks for being the best fans ever and helping us be the ESPN of TV Talk.
Hey. Yes. Isn't her voice so soft and sultry, y'all?
So sexy. No, I actually lost it.
Stay losing it. You just wanted to stay like that. You know what you're doing.
Oh, and also, you guys, if you're listening to us on Spotify and iTunes, go ahead and give us that 5-star rating.
Yes, yes, yes.
But yeah, so jumping into it, we got a little more serious with Yandy and her situation. So Yandy pretty much presented to everybody that she kind of took in a minor. I think she was like 15 or 16. This is a young girl who's a foster kid. She's in the system. I guess the home that she was living in turned into be like super hostile, volatile. She was like getting mistreated. The young girl ran away from home. She ended up crossing paths with Yandy. And so Yandy kind of took her in and, you know, kind of was a mother figure to her. But now she's kind of going through a situation where like the caseworker is getting into it. Like you're kind of harboring a child, you know, against like some illegal stuff or whatever. But I'm like, that situation
think about mm-hmm. like you when you come in to save someone, you come to help their situation. Mm-hmm. You don't think about those legalities. And I felt bad. And I was happy that Jonathan came through because mm-hmm. she would have had no idea. He was like, wait, so what you're doing sounds illegal. It sounds like kudos to you. And I know she's happy to have you. But like, you probably need to go through the right channels to mm-hmm. do this. Because she's like, yeah, I called the foster home. I called, no one's gotten back to me. Mm-hmm. He's like, wait, no one knows that she's with
you? Like, her parents ain't even came looking for her? That's crazy.
So I just, that's such a touchy situation. And I actually I give all the praise to Yandy for mm-hmm. that. Because this is someone that was in her youth mentor program. Mm-hmm. So she has a relationship with her.
Right.
And seeing the relationship that Infinity has with Yandy's kids.
I was like, oh.
Long before that scene where they were all emotional, I was just like, oh my God. Like, mm-hmm. he was just screaming and they're matching little leather coats and
leather jackets.
I was just like, I mean, and just so we don't get yelled at in our comment section, yes, we know that as of now, she is a part of the family.
Right.
We're talking about the episode. So.
You know what I was thinking about? Okay, I'm like, let me go ahead. I'm like, sorry.
No, I definitely agree with what you were saying, just in terms of like Infinity just being really sweet. But at the same time, Yandy is bringing in someone that she trusts to kind of help her out mm-hmm. and things like that. We talked about how like we're not keen to having strangers come in that sense. So for Infinity to have that connection, it means there's something special there.
Yeah. That's beyond a stranger. That's like little sister/daughter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I definitely agree with everything that you guys are saying, but I don't know. I'm like, correct me if I'm wrong or like if my thoughts are kind of going like way astray, right? So when I was watching that scene, the first thing that I kind of dissected was the fact that, okay, Jonathan's saying like this whole situation is illegal, right? Why and how is it being filmed if it's illegal though? You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, you guys, luckily for us, you know, it was aired later and we already know her situation, but it's like then taping and all of that stuff. You guys are taping while this girl's like a minor and her parents never signed off on it. I was like, okay, I'm like, and then at the same time, I was kind of thinking, I'm like, without the molestation factor, what made Yandy in that situation different from like an R. Kelly? You know what I mean? It's like you kind of have like a 14-year-old or 15-year-old or whatever in your home. Parents don't know she's there. intentions, she can leave. You know what I mean? The intentions are different, but it's like the situation, you know what I mean? It's like not the molestation, take that out. But it's just the fact that, well, R. Kelly, yeah, you definitely can. But it's like the whole situation, you know what I mean? Like what's different from like somebody kind of just being regular? Like if I was to have like 13-year-olds or 14-year-olds kicking in my house and I'm like, oh, I'm mentoring these girls or whatever, but their parents don't know where they're at. They've never been home. You know what I mean?
But it seems like her foster parents may have not known, but her foster parents is where the bad actions were coming from.
Right.
And so she's protecting her from that. It's not like she's in a loving household. And then
it's like, how'd the caseworker, did the caseworker know they were filming this episode? You know what I mean?
No, I highly doubt it. But again,
but then wouldn't that be illegal too?
It was aired after she had already made everything final. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, we saw this on her Instagram, I want to say month back or so.
I'm like, it's been a couple months now that she adopted her so, and it's final now.
I think things that aren't aired, you know, mm-hmm. before that, then you can't really, I don't think you can get in trouble for that.
But I also correct think it's television, though. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. A lot of times we watch a lot of shows. They'll film you all the way up to where they say, like, up to the jail bars. Like, they'll do whatever. It's just to get good TV, whatever the situation may be. That's especially true. When it's not explicitly illegal. Okay, we don't know exactly. Okay, is she emancipated? Is she going through a process of emancipation? Like, we don't know exactly what the actualities mm-hmm. are. They're just talking in general at this point. So it's just a keen. But I just negated to that. That so swiftly because I just hate to blur the lines between things mm-hmm. that are so touchy, you know? Mm-hmm. But yeah, I definitely kind of see like where you're trying to come from.
Yeah, because I was just like thinking, I'm just like, and then she, you know, she had to break it down to her like, hey, I have to take you back home or like back to where you were at, and the little girl like snapped, and it's just like, that's kind of like a hard place to be in. Like, how do you explain that, you know, to like a younger child that like you have to go back to that situation?
That was a very awkward and hard scene to witness. I'm sure it was hard to tape. To be Yandy and to be Infinity in that mm-hmm. situation because mm-hmm. it felt very much real, you know? Yeah. Like, I don't think anything about that was scripted. That, like, every once in a while in these reality shows, we get, like, a little dose of some real stuff, you mm-hmm. know? And it was just, I was wondering why Yandy didn't tell her, like, I'm going to get you. I'm going to, like, she mm-hmm. didn't lead with that. And she kind of let Infinity just kind of blow some steam off mm-hmm. and she kind of sat there quiet, you know? With her tears, and I was surprised that she didn't hug her sooner. Mm-hmm. I was just kind of like,
I would have hugged her at first, like, hey, sweetie.
I get the hug, but I appreciate her not making any promises that she doesn't know that she can keep at that time.
Yeah,
I actually really appreciated that I made a note, like, that's so real of you. Like, you don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. You don't know what you can or cannot do. So I really appreciate that she didn't sit there, like, I'm going to do this and this. I already know I'm going to do it. So, like, mm-hmm. I don't need to just, you're a kid, you know what I mean? I'm the adult, I'm going to take care of this.
Yeah.
And I really liked how she handled it.
Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I agree with that part. Because she's, you know, she's determined. You know she's going to do it. And as we see, she did it. So. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm glad that whole situation definitely cleared up. Because I was like, it's definitely going to be interesting to see how, like, this pans out. But clearly, I'm like, we see it's
that was a good temperature good situation. Check. That was mm-hmm. a good temperature check. When definitely. You're like, I just want to know.
Yeah, because I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, I tend to overthink things. But I'm just like, I was like dissecting it. Like, what's the difference between this situation? But I definitely see, like, what everybody's talking about. But I'm just kind of like, I was like, how illegal is it if it's like, this is being filmed? And you know what I mean? Like, like, action. Like, you know what I mean?
I'm sure they made sure Yandy had those papers signed and everything. And Yandy was the one to sign off for her release, her likeness, and all that after mm-hmm. she...
That's true. You know, it could have been, like, already being, like, processed during that time, right? That's true.
I mean, right after, at least. Mm-hmm. But for sure, before it aired. It's one thing when you film and tape, but once it airs, like, there's strict legalities for that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You notice all the people in the background that are blurred, they did not sign releases. They didn't mm-hmm. sign likeness releases. So... You cannot show their faces. You have no paperwork on them. So mm-hmm. once it's aired, you know that everything has been signed that needs to be signed. So anyone that tries to, like, come for her, I don't think it's going to work.
Yep. We shall see.
We will.
I'm like, besides that, I'm like, let's get into our predictions for next episode.
And now, you're After Buzz TV. Predictions.
Next episode should definitely be interesting. The only thing I'm, like, super interested to find out is this whole situation with Rich Dallas and his ex-wife. So it's like, we're going to find out that his ex-wife was dating somebody and she done shot and killed the man. And like now she's facing jail time, hard time, like real time. And like I think she's going to Rich and like his mom, you know, in them situations. And so I need answers too, because I'm like, what?
How? The one he has a daughter with, right?
Yes, and his like ain't they daughter like 15? She was trying to be a little fast. She was trying to be a little fast, trying to get her little belly button pierced, trying to wear her little crop top.
She was trying to live her best life. Everybody know when they a daddy's girl, they can get away with anything. Anything, okay? Yeah, I'm definitely really looking forward to getting some answers, because okay. I'm like, what'd you do to her? Like, immediately, I'm like, what happened? Why? Mm-hmm. Why did she feel threatened enough to take someone's life? You know. Wow. But you never know. You just never know. So I'm looking forward to that. Also, we see Nia Lee and Sydney Starr. Looks like. I just it's presentation. I just think it's present. You
they
have
keep
to
bumping.
You have to be very delicate with how you you. How you approach Sydney Starr.
Bless her heart.
And I just want to know, what is it this time? You know what I'm saying? Talking about some...
She flinched at her. I was like, if you don't sit down...
But also, we have Sin going to therapy.
Yes.
With the Hollywood therapist that we've seen from where...
She's from Marriage Boot Camp. No, but it was one of them little VH1 marriage counselor.
Yeah.
Some VH1 marriage counselor.
Well, and I just hope that there's some gems taken out of it for Sin. And also I hope that they can get to a place where they do like a couples thing.
Yes, I agree.
I think it's really important to give them the tools to succeed, because I'm really rooting for them.
I'm glad to see she's doing it by herself first, which means she's taking her man's advice.
Action.
Trying to see what it is with her first, and then, you know, overflow with her partner.
So. I think we're going to get a breakdown of, like, what Sin was going through, too, because I think she kind of, like, she started crying, and, like, she established, like, she went through stuff at her childhood, and then, like, the therapist was like, can I ask, like, what happened or whatever? And then, like, switched, you know what I mean? So I'm like, ooh, hopefully, you know, it wasn't, like, any type of... you know, anything that, like, had her distraught, but you never know if she started breaking down crying. We'll see.
Yeah. I mean...
We shall see.
We technically have a little news and gossip, too.
I'm like, yeah, let's get into our little news and gossip.
Everybody's lives are changing right now. Let's talk about the rings. Let's talk about the engagements. Let's talk about the weddings.
Yes. I'm like, just some quick updates. We don't have anything necessarily to post or show you guys, but I'm like, just some quick updates regarding the mold and going back to Safari saying he didn't want to do that. His wife, maybe, blah, blah, blah. You guys, him and Erica Mena are actually engaged. Yes. She's dress shopping.
I'm sure you guys all know by now. Yeah. She actually said yes to a dress.
I was going to say yes. She said yes.
So I'll be curious to see what designer she went with, because we all know who Kimbella went with. She went with Lea Gloria, I believe it is.
Mm-hmm. That dress was stunning.
Which she makes great dresses. Mm-hmm. I wanted a dress from her. I couldn't afford it. Oh, but they just got married to Jules Santana and Kimbella. Mm-hmm. So the Jameses, is that what it is?
Yeah, I was like, oh, where'd that come from? I was today years old when I found out their last name was not Santana.
Day years old. I love that. I mean, come on, how do we stop that? That was perfect. But seriously, all the weddings, everything really shook up Joelle's. And I think that when you see the dynamics of how they played things out and how they act in real life, like, you know, on social and things, like, and then to kind of see how she had that conversation with him, I think you really see how their relationship has lasted so long. Because she really knows how to, like, handle him. Like, she's really delicate with him, yet really, like,
stern. Yeah.
And then when they do explode, she can be the bigger person and apologize. I was like, I would have waited longer.
She was ready to leave, though, when they was in the car. Let me know now.
Was she stretching out the
way? Yeah, she sounds so from New York.
She's so from New York.
And then we all know...
They're engaged. We knew that.
Everybody gets one engagement. You had yours.
We mentioned it, I think, like 2 weeks ago.
Everyone knows. It's fine.
No.
Okay, bye, Joe Biden and Sin. They're engaged.
And they have a baby.
And they have a baby. Oh, she wrong. Shade. And they are very much happy. They are very much happy. They are long past.
Oh my God, I'm over here sweating.
I really hope they went to couples therapy together.
I did too.
It sounds like they covered a lot.
Exactly, exactly. Because Joe's a really sweet guy. He just...
He seems like he's just very cutthroat.
I know a lot of people like that. Just like they just are very black and white, you know, right. Not moved by emotion, only moved by logic. You got to come right. to him
that's
with a plan.
Like, that's him. Yeah, yeah.
I need all the numbers, and I need them to add up. And if they don't add up, then I can't relate to you.
He seemed like the type to have a play by play. Like yes. He get up at 4:30, 4:35, brush teeth, 4:40, yes. Like yes. Walk downstairs.
And
like,
it's good to know that they're happy because we definitely see in the next episode that when somebody was like, oh, you should marry her, and he's like, check please, and she's like, excuse me. So it's good to see that they're long past that.
Yeah,
they're love and happiness.
And I'm like, and then going back to Yandy, we do kind of want to clear up that she is now a part of Yandy's family.
Yes,
she has adopted her. Infinity, and yeah. So yeah, Infinity. Yeah,
Infinity and beyond.
That's so actually kind of cute. Their last name is Smith, right? I'm like, is that Yandy's last name? I'm like, Infinity Smith. But I'm like, I don't think that's Mendici's last name. But I'm like, anyway.
Where's Mendici?
He's still in jail, girl. I think he had like 8 years.
He's sitting pretty.
I think he's only done like 4. So it's like, or maybe 3.
Why do like, I feel like I saw a clip of Mendici?
I feel like, well, you know, was it old? They be accessing there. They're having phones and Instagram.
He's always on the phone with them. That's really good. Mm-hmm. That's really, really great. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, I'm like, speaking of jail, this is a little sidebar. I'm like, did y'all catch that Remy was talking about when she was in jail? Like, Papoose came for like 48 hours and she got like...
She
long,
was always
like,
in trouble.
Yeah, and then she got like long, like her visits were like long. Yeah,
conjugal
like
visits.
I was like, called? Oh, she seemed like she had some good, like not really good time, but it seemed like you kind of had some like.
Well, I think
some
when
perks.
You're married, you can have conjugal visits. But she still said it was like 6 to 7 every 6 to 7 weeks. Mm-hmm. Like that's a long time.
That is a long time.
Not being able to see your man, your touch man's. Your man, whatever. So yeah, our gossip and news is just. Great things, nothing but great stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, happiness. I'm so glad. we've definitely had some real conversations on this,
absolutely.
On this season.
Absolutely.
Especially in the Smith family.
And shout out to everybody in the chat.
Yeah, I'm like, let's throw out some names real quick before we get
Ronnie
out of here.
Ronnie Jr. randomly, Cassidy Love 78, Mardina Banks. Ooh. And I think that's, Ronnie was in their head.
Ronnie, shout out to you. You're a faithful viewer. Yes. We appreciate you. Thank you so much for tuning
in. We love you
all. With us in our live chat. Unfortunately, V was not here, you guys, so we don't have our little special segment game for you, but it's all right. I'm like, we'll hold it down for next week. But that's it for our after show tonight, you guys. Thank you guys for watching. I'm your host, Kayla Renee. You guys can find me on Instagram at @theonly_KaylaRenee.
I'm Robin with the V, and you can find me at B Stays Busy, BIZZY.
And I'm Thelmy Baysway Daniel. You can find me on Instagram at Thelmy.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.